You said that you know. No. Yeah, even the headband guy with basketball.
Oh, Connie, you're here. Did you get here?
I made sure to come early, but then I saw I had some time. No, so I just went through back.
No lockdown.
That 11:30, that was not a genuine.
It was. I was gonna give an extra 2 minutes.
Yeah.
3:36. Maybe Josh will share with you.
Well, I think you guys have
what?
Doesn't have time.
What's up, Ezra?
Congrats. Take this year.
Well, we can start. No, now it's too late. We could give him until 38, but.
Yeah, does that mean that Tani should go and go?
Tani, it's just for Tani. All right, let's start up. We're going to start up on page. Bottom of page 8. Let's just review the Sugya and Ayin Gimel for a moment. The Mishnah of Lotus Yachidim Oel Bifnei Edim. So, what's going on Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph? Lotus Yachidim Oel Bifnei Edim. Anybody remember that case? That has to do with the prior Mishnah. Someone gives a get. That's Chal Me'achshav Im Masi. What's going on there? Let's get a volunteer. Dr. Brofman.
Yeah, he has, presumably he doesn't want to like go to give him whatever, so he's trying to retroactively divorce her from the time of the death. And that will be happening to that.
Good, so the get will be chal before he dies. But he gives it to her now. That's the thought. Now, what's the din? Are they allowed to have yichud subsequent to that?
No.
So the Mishnah says no. What would be the basis for them not being allowed to have yichud? So it may depend on which day in the Gemara you have, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's her status until Sha Achas Kodom Misa? According to Rabbi Hanai Gimel, Arehi Keishasis the whole Divarea. The wife is considered married until Sha Achas Kodom Misa. So she's considered married. Why are they not allowed to have Yehud? What's the problem? Josh? What? Yoni?
There's two problems that Rashi says. One is that you need to get shame in the home and all the studio and the other people.
This is true, but why is there necessary Yehud? Let's see. Also, it's Yachidim Apnuya, correct? What's Rashi's? What? Yeah.
You might
he says,
and then you don't want to be happy.
Maybe they'll have Bia. So maybe they'll have Bia, and then there'll be a Bia L'Shem Kedushin, and so Tzvicha get Shani.
Or she's a Pnuya, and also
yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Or she's divorced, and there's this Yichud with the Pnuya. Tosos doesn't like Rashi for a variety of reasons. He cites Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chananel, who say the reason why there's a prohibition is what, Yoni? Omeri, Devadai, Rabbi Yehuda, Havetayma, Mishum.
Where is it? Okay.
It's the highlighted section on page 9.
Brother, Rabbi Yehuda, Havetayma, Mishum, Get Yashin.
What's the concern?
Because in order to get Yashan in place, so they'd be.
There's what? The get would be a get Yashan.
Which means, other it wouldn't be halal.
Well, whatever the issue with the get Yashan is, this would be a get Yashan. What makes this, what makes something a get Yashan? What makes something, Ezra, what makes something a get Yashan?
Me?
Yeah, what makes something a get Yashan?
If there's the issue with the
if there's yichud between,
Siva and Sina.
Clearly that can't be the case if Tosis is saying that Ayin Gimel.
Well,
what makes something a get Yashan? That there's a yichud subsequent to
the Chalos Gershon.
Well, if it's subsequent to the Chalos Gershon, that would be Lanim, that would be Pe'alef, that would be Lanim of Pundiki.
No, before.
So this is a case of it's.
It's like before.
There's an asinas, I guess, before the chalos gerushin.
Yeah, oh, subsequent means. Yes, I didn't.
Okay.
I see.
So the thought here is there's already a nisina saget. The get is given. It's in the wife's hands. It'll only be chal shachas korum misa, but this is considered a get yashan. So there's a major machlokas here whether it's right to call this a get yashan. Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Tam suggest that it is a get yashan. At least that's the way Tosos cites the view, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But other Rishonim don't like that. The Ramban, you could see, for example, objects. What's the Ramban's objection? Get the 9 Gimel Amud Aleph. Ned? Yeah, in kan tam yishum get yashan shekvar malsu la kodem lechein. If the nesina saget, if the nesina, that was pretty quick actually, Donnie. If the nesina saget was already occurred, the Ramban thinks that there's no room to call it a get yashan. So it seems like if machlokas between the Rishonim whether you could apply the notion of a get yashan la'achar nesina saget. That's the.
How does that obviate the concern of a get yashan?
Yeah, if you're talking about the time of the gzira,
yeah,
it is a little strange. Like, how does that? Like, why shouldn't this the same chashash occur? Yeah. That's a good question. I don't know the answer. Let's see what does Ramban say? Pirush the Pirusho. Take it away, Ned.
So once he dies, then she will be considered to have been divorced from the time of once, yeah.
So it's dummy lamisha gireish es ishto v'lachar zman nesiach b'imo. So what's it analogous to?
So, letting look at the
people. Yeah, it's almost analogous to lanimo pundiki type case. If you want to use the conceptualization that we use in the last few shiurim, you might say that the get yashan, according to Ramban, the idea of a yichud undermining the previous get will depend on the status of the get or the vector weight of the maisa gerushin. Thanks. Much better. If all you had was a mere ksiva saget, then you might say that a yichud undercuts the ksiva saget. But once you have an asina saget, once it's already given to her, you might say yichud is not sufficient to undercut an asina saget. Why? Because it's dummy. Let me shegirish as ishto. The ma'ase gerushin that was put into place is already sufficiently strong that subsequent yichud is not mevatel it. Whereas if all you had was the ma'ase ksiva, the get is more vulnerable. It could be undercut by Maisa Yichud. Maybe you could say analogous to what the Rambam said about the Tzivoy Labal, the Tzivoy Abal to the Sofer and the Edim. All you have is a Tzivoy to the Sofer and the Edim. That's very easily undercut by Maisa Yichud. Do I see that? Dami Lamisha Girish Sashisho. It's as if the Maisa Girishin is already complete, so a subsequent Yichud won't undercut it. Now, you might say, who says that Maisa Yichud subsequent to Gerushin doesn't undercut the complete Gerushin? Right, Ned, what does that depend on? What? That phrase. Ein kam mishum get yashan, dami lemisha girish tishto, lach hazman nesiyafi, moshe ein choshen leget yashan kwal. What? Nothing else. What sugya does he think it would be relevant to? Lani Mapundaki, right. I think it depends on whether you think that Lani Mapundaki is a derivative of the same din as Get Yashan. Ramban is clearly assuming not. Right, Ramban's assuming that Lani Mapundaki is a different type of halacha, so if anything, this case of Nesina Saget, Mihayom Mbisi, That would be analogous to learning a Bukundigi and disanalogous to Gedyashan, Hefzer Ramban's argument. If you think that learning a Bukundigi itself is just a regretting of the Maisa Gershin, then you might say it's a similar principle to Gedyashan itself. Right? For me, you have a thought on this? Okay. David?
Yeah, but you're saying, I mean, in terms of the Gagyashan, we don't have a Vaisa Gershon, right? Yeah, we have just the, or not a, like a really, a vinyl, and you have only the Ksiva to get, right? Or,
in which case?
In Gagyashan.
Standard case of Gagyashan, all you have is Ksiva
to get. Right, so when you say not analogous, because...
Not analogous to what?
Well, you're saying that you would view this case more like a
That's the Ramban's contention.
Right. But the Gedyashan takes place without the actual. Meaning, the issue with the Gedyashan is it's unclear with what his current stand is because he had one stance and then he did something which undercuts that.
Right.
The issue with Lani and the Trinity is not so much like whether he undercut the previous stand, but whether it's sufficient to overpower it.
Well, it depends what you think is going on in Gedyashan, right? I think that Gedyashan is primarily about under regretting the Maisa Gershin. And you might say, that's what Lanyu Mapundik is about. You might say Gedyashan is also about regretting the earlier Maisa Gershin. Right? So we've already seen there's a few cases. The Siva Balat, the Rambam case. You have the Ksiva Saget, that's Ayin Tet. That's the standard case of Gedyashan. We saw the case of Vishnu Mesina Saget. What's that? That's Ayin Gimel.
That's Ayin Vav.
Ayin Vav, that's this case that Tosafot is saying is Gedyashan. Rafi seems to say it's not Gedyashan. Messina Saget, because this is in Macy. And then you have cases of Niskarsha and Isyakdu. That's Payala, that's Lanimo Pundaki. So what the Ramban is struggling with is whether this Ayin Vav is analogous to Ayin Test or to Payala. That's what Ramban is trying to figure out. Yeah.
My own sense is that they're all comparable principles. They're all just about what happens when you have a Maisa Isha subsequent to Maisa Gershon. The only difference is that these have different weights as a Maisa Gershon. So, Josh?
Yeah, does it also like matter how you think Shnai's work? Like meaning like the Ramban is assuming that like, you know, the Maisa was completed and like meaning there are other ways that Shnai's might work.
Maybe. Might say that. Yeah. It might depend on some intricate questions of Tanaim. But we're not gonna take the bait to go into Tanaim now. Okay. Let's look at Ayin Gimel, sorry, not Ayin Vav.
Ayin Gimel is the case Mayim in Macy.
Okay, let's look at Ayin. Let's look at this comment here. So on. Second. Okay, let's look at this sugya quickly on Ayin Vav and Beis, another discussion of Gedyashan. Hanukkah Vasa Rabbi Yochanan. So let's, now do you want to read that for us? What's the case of Ari Zagite Kozman Shavar Minaget Panacha Shloshim Yom?
Doesn't happen at the end of going back to lunch. As long as you have yichud with her, so the get is still valid.
Yeah, so long as you have yichud with her, the get is valid. Okay, and what's this issue of get yashan?
Well, the issue of get yashan is irrelevant because there was yichud.
Well, why aren't the gemara says get yashan in choshen? Why are we not right? Why are we not choshesh for a get yashan? Because so long as there's no yichud, there's no get yashan issue. Then the Gemara throws in Belechush Shema Pies.
Reconciled.
So what does that mean? What's that chash of their reconciliation? What does that mean, Lech Hashem PAs?
And there are other standards beyond Yichud for determining their.
Is that what Rashi says?
They did have
Yichud. Yeah. What does Rashi say? So I think Ned's intuition is correct that if you just read the Gemara, Lech Hashem Shema PAs, you would say, oh, hey, maybe they reconciled and the husband wasn't batal to get. Correct? But Josh is right that if you read Rashi, Rashi reads the Gemara saying Blech Hashem Apies means maybe they did have Yichud. Meaning Yichud itself, well, let's read Rashi and then I'll ask what's significant about it. Ned, Shem Apies. Okay, what does that mean?
They had a fight and they resolved
the fight between the men. Yeah. Meaning Rashi interprets the line of the Gemara of Shem Apies as referring to the Yichud. Maybe they did have Yichud. Maybe they reconciled. Now, what's striking about that, to my mind, is that the assumption, the contention here is that Yichud is itself constitutive of PAs. Like they're separated, and maybe they're back together. Why is that significant? Because I think if you look back at the language of the Rambam throughout this discussion, what language do you repeatedly see with respect to Get Yashan? Nimlach. Right? Like the husband changed his mind. That he was viewing the significance of Get Yashan as being the reversal of the Das Gerushin. You see that implicit in the Sugya Nayin Vav as well. The significance of Pies is the significance of Yichud is as a type of Pies. Pius. Gemara's assuming they're equivalent. You see that? That supports that language that we kept seeing in the Rambam, that the Get Yashan concern of Yichud is itself just a concern of the reversal of the Das Gerushin. Yes, Kiva? Okay. Now, what's up, Charlie?
I'm confused with how Rashi would read this in. Seemingly, it says that there is no Yichud, right? There's no Hashat, there's no Yichud. Then he says, no, wait, maybe there is Yichud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meaning, I think the way Rashi read the Gemara is the first line says, we'll get Yashan in Choshin Sharilonis Yachidima. We don't have to worry about get Yashan because we haven't seen any Yichud. And the Gemara says, okay, but just because we haven't seen any Yichud doesn't mean that we don't have to be concerned that there was Yichud. Maybe we should be concerned that there was Yichud. Maybe there should be a burden of proof that anytime there's a delay between the Ksiva and the Nesina, it has to be demonstrated that there was no seclusion. Can't just assume it.
So it's not even today, it's just that.
Right. Right. It's vilechush. Why aren't we concerned that there was reconciliation through Yichud? But you're right, Rashi's language itself is very strange. Right? It's the... Ned?
Yeah. If you give the second half of that verse, Rashi, seems to be that the first part of this suggests that maybe it'll be internally within this night, maybe you would invalidate that night. No, in this case, that would not validate. The Yichud in the Sinai stands. They're not saying either some political issue, internal Yichud issue, not tied to the internal, not the dynamic, that would be problematic.
One more time.
The first line is about internal Sinai issues.
Right, I mean, it was the Sinai of him, Lobasi. Was that Tanai satisfied? So the answer is yes. The Tanai is satisfied.
Right. That's
a matter of
interpretation.
Okay, but then you get, what about Get Yashan?
So then.
What's the Gemara saying? Get Yashan, no concern, not an issue. Yeah. Why? Because the Tanai is satisfied.
Yeah.
Right, so there must be those.
Independent of the Yashan, independent of the time, anything. It's just a separate thing.
Meaning it's not the, it's different from saying that it's the Yichud.
It can still be the Yichud, but it's not Yichud as part of it's not.
But is it Yichud as part of the Yashan?
Yichud as part of broader Yashan concerns.
that he's mevatel das gerushin.
Yeah.
But is that different from a get yashan concern in Rashi?
We'll keep the svara here. Keep the room now.
For get yashan.
Yeah.
Or is that true for shema pias also? Benes yachidima.
No.
I think Shem Pius is not a get yashan. Okay, could be. Meaning that it's a separate yichud would do two things. Yichud would be a concern of a get yashan. Shem Yom Gita Kodin Levana. But there's also a separate din that yichud of Shem Pius is mevapel the get. Yeah, that's consistent with the two dinim in the Rambam that we saw in the last year. That there's one din that the yichud is mevatel the get. And there's a second din of Gzir Shem Yom Gita Kodam Lubna. Right? The nafkamina is that the Nasina Saget, if Ne'ede Messiah, rehabilitates the Chisaron in the get. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying here, Ned, is just maybe Rashi's reading the word, the phrase, get Yashan, applies to just the Gzir Shem Yom Gita Kodam Lubna. But in terms of a Yichud subsequent to the Maisa Gerishin, that the Shema Pies is a real, it's more of a substantial concern about the kashrus of the get. Yeah, I like that. Okay, now let's look at the Rambam's formulation of this din, Ches Beis. Unless Romy, did you have a hand?
Yeah, I just don't understand exactly what you were getting out of that Rashi. Meaning, why is it significant that way you put the Pies in that? Like, yeah. Why is it a big deal?
What?
Why is it a big deal to go to equate Yichud and Shem
Pies? Why is it so important?
Why is it not obvious? Same question. Yeah.
Why is it not obvious to equate Yichud and Pies?
You sound like you're saying, like, you said what struck you about this was that it equates those two things. So as if, like, we need proof to that or something.
We don't need proof to it. I think it's pretty intuitive, but it's nice to have the Gemara and Rashi here saying that there's something out of a Maisa Yichud itself is constitutive of a Maisa Pius. If you think that's the right interpretation of this Gemara, right? Meaning that it walks back the original attempt of Gerushin.
I guess, like, what's the other option, you know?
What's the other option?
Avoiding the Yichud would be,
You could say it's literally just a chshasha bia, and then a gzeir shem yom regita kodem lebna. No, not if shema pias here is about the kashrus of the get. Well, shema pias meaning that they've reconciled, and he no longer desires for the get to be given.
Yeah, why are you assuming that? What that means?
Oh, so let's look at the Rambam. That's what we're going to look at. Let's look at Ches Beis. Romy, read it for us. Kol Megarish Al Tanai.
Kol Megarish Al Tanai. Bein Shamar Me'achsha. Bein Shamar Imi Yeh. Bein Moi Yeh. Hari Zeh. Lo Yitzhak. Bein Yishto. Kol Zman. Shor Yitzhakim Al Tanai. El Yitzhakim.
Good. So this is the case of, let's say, Ayin Gimel, where once you give Lachar Nesina Saget, you give it, you can no longer have Yichud, even though the get's already given. So why? Hadavar yadua.
Hadavar yadua. Shemidachet ima adbitnei she'edim ke'echad apiu ha'ach she'es kaim atnai he'roi yitzatak v'gresh shema nivala u'bata ha'get.
Is it nivala u'bata? I think it's nivala u'bitel.
Oh, u'bitel, yeah.
Ha'get. So the thought here seems to be that ma'isa yichud subsequent to the nesina saget would create what? Yeah, chash that the husband was mevatel the get. So this is what I think Rashi was coming close to saying, that Shema Pies, being related to Yichud, that the significance of the Maisa Yichud is that the husband was mevatel the get. Because here they were in a fight, or he gave a get with Das Lagarish. Now there's a very strong Maisa Yishus. They're in a Siachit together. that creates a presumption of bia. What's the significance of the presumption of the bia? Psul in the get, that the husband now is mevatel his desire to get divorced.
He currently is being mevatel, or that he previously, if he's having bia, it must have been he was mevatel before this.
I assume that it means that he's. I mean, you're asking whether
the first reading is just Lana Yimava Pundiki. We're saying now that that's the case. So
but Lana Yimava Pundiki is subsequent to their being divorced. That's Pe'alet.
Why isn't this subsequent to them being divorced?
There's no Chalos Gershon yet. Kol Magai Shal Tanai, Ben Shammai Yachshav, Ben Shammai, in the Kol Zman Shalo Niskayim Atanai. Kol Zman Shalo Niskayim Atanai. So long as the Tanai has not been fulfilled, then I'll let have Yichud.
That
would be even afterwards. That just means that. But that's even after. It doesn't undercut that it could still be before.
But after the Tanai is doesn't that create the Chalos?
What?
Doesn't the Chalos happen after the Tanai is fulfilled?
But this is a filu, meaning the case would undoubtedly still apply to Kodem Shiniskayim Atanai, right?
Yeah.
Plus, let's stay within that side of Kodem Shiniskayim Atanai. So there's no Gerushin yet, right? Yeah. There's no Chalos Gerushin. So what's the problem with the Bia?
Everything with the Baal.
The Mevatel the Get.
Yeah.
You agree to that?
Yeah, I agree to that.
So... Doesn't that demonstrate that the Maisa Yichud Bia subsequent in the Sina Saget, Kodem Chalos Gerushin,
is
Das Levatel Saget. Right. It's tantamount to Das Levatel Saget, or evidence of it. So he wants to know, in the Siachad Yimav Bifnei Shneidim Kecha, Afi Lachar Shneskai Matanai, Harezu Safi Megurashas. It could be a...
Are we saying that the get is like, as a result of the yichud, we're saying the get is batel, or are we saying that because he had bia, it must be that the baal of the batel again is that bita again?
I think it's got to be a bitel. Because we haven't seen anybody who would say that merely wants to think the get is puzzle. Unless you think it's like the Rambam's case of Tzivu, the Kavachomer, of Nesiachidi Malachar. What?
He says that Nifsa.
He says, yeah, I thought he said, you know, get.
It must be that we're saying that.
Let's see, the Kavachomer Rambam?
Yeah.
That's the Kavachomer Rambam is.
Inuget
by the
Inuget.
Right, this would be a bigger Kiddush.
But I think if you say Vitel Haget, we're really saying that as a result. When we see that he has yichud with his wife, let's say, with his grisha right after the divorce.
Lanima Pundagi.
Yeah, but it must be that he was in batel the tanai before. I think that's how you have to read it. That it must be that his das before this one was that he wanted to be mevatel, that he was mevatel again.
And yeah.
Therefore, because otherwise we're just saying that it's a case of lanima Pundagi where they get his mevatel as a result of him, which is a massive kiddush against the Rambam's of previous. But then here you could just say, no, it's Shema Nivala, and as a result of that, if we tell again, that he must have been Mevatel again before this.
Interesting. Does everybody hear Josh's argument? It's a very good argument. He's saying that it can't be that. Let me take a stab at saying what you're saying. Josh is asking Yesh Lachbar. When the Rambam says Shema Nivala, Bitel Haget, is the Rambam saying that the Maisa Bia itself is mevatel the get, or is he saying that if we see that they're romantically involved, then that indicates to us that at some point previously the husband must have reversed his das gerushin? Yes?
Yeah.
What's nafkamina between those two? Nafkamina is a case where the bia is subsequent to the gerushin. Lanyu apendaki. At that point, it's clearly too late to be mevatel the get, because the get was already chal. Right? So when the Rambam says this, since it's afilu la'achar shenis kayim atanai, since it's even post the chalos gerushin, it must be that the ma'isabiyah is indicative that at a prior point in time, the husband reversed his das gerushin. Correct?
Yeah, I think that's the better reading.
Yeah, meaning Shema Nivalo beat Del Haget. But I don't think that makes much of a difference.
No, it goes very well with what we were saying.
Right, like we're, it just in, it's indicative that there was a reversal of the Das. Of the Das Gerushin.
Yes, Pius.
Yeah, it's a type of Pius. Yeah. It indicates that there was a Pius. That's what I'm like. Josh?
I mean, we're assuming that it can't be that the Chalos was fulfilled and then like the guy was messed up. But I thought the Rambam did say something like that with one of the, like in that Rambam, he said that it messed up the get even after the Chalos.
Yeah, the Rambam did say stuff like that. Yeah. Nifsal, use language of...
even by the Rambam?
Yeah. What?
Not by the classical Rambam, by like the classic one.
Larry says it's just a second.
His language is also tricky in both cases.
He says it's just the second confusion.
Right.
And then the classical Rambam
implies that there was some soul in the get. But this would be even stronger. Batel get would be way stronger than just Nifsal. But I think Josh's point, Josh's reading is really good, but I think it supports the idea that look, it's a Maisa Isha that gives us reason to believe that the husband was Mivachal to get before the Chalos Gerushin. Rami, you have a thought on this? Say it again?
Not following that point.
Josh, take a second stab at it for Rami.
You can, on the one hand, view this as saying that as a result of the Yidur, that after the Tanai was declared a full Gerushin fully on the group. You'd say, oh, as a result of them having the Ela, that means that the original get, let's say, is now we're saying it's Batel. As a result of this Yichud, like imagine in a lot of Opinity case, you say that as a result of the Yichud and the Bia they're having, it wasn't a good get originally. Or you could read this as saying that Shema Nivala, as a result of them having Yichud now, it must have been that the Baal was Mibata the get before the actual Chalos.
Meaning, was the Bia or the...
Is the Bia constitutive of a Bittel, or is the Bia indicative of a prior Bittel?
Yeah.
Okay, and how are you suggesting that we read it?
I think it's a massive fiddish to say that the Get is Mevatel as a result of, like, right now it's Mevatel. As a result of the Bia.
If the Gerushin was already Chal.
Yeah.
The huge Kiddush in Lanim of Pundaki.
Yeah. When you're saying Lanim of Pundaki, the first Gerushin didn't work.
Although we will see that's what Josh wants to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will see in the Lanim of Pundaki. I added some Achronim who all say that Lanim of Pundaki is Nischari Dal Gerushin, Nischari Dal Gerushin. Well? It's
just topics around two other places. Because he says in Halakhah that it's
a new Kiddushin.
It's a new Kiddushin. And then he said
it's a new Kiddushin, like technically, no?
Yeah, that's why Josh Brofman's excited.
Yeah, I think that's okay. What's the other problem?
And then he says Nifsal again somewhere else. So in Halakhah, it's Nifsal again. Here, though, it's you'd be saying that it's.
It also just means,
but also it's just better to say that here it's about like
I don't even test cuff, hey, the Rambam is not even talking about Lanim of Pundaki. Maybe the Nosakelim are wrong there.
I have a Rambam that
maybe in test cuff, hey, he's talking about this. He's talking about this case of tonight.
I have
You don't like that?
That's not what he's
saying.
That's a word he uses.
I'm saying, but how do you know it's after the Chalos Gerushin? Maybe it's just the Tanai. It would mean that I think the Magen Mishnah is wrong to say that the Rambam is talking about Lanim of Pundaki. And that the Rambam, I mean, everyone misread the Rambam then.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's. Okay, Josh, it's a really good, it's an interesting diak in the Rambam. I'm going to poke a hole in it in a second.
Poking a hole would be not helpful.
All right. Well,
based on what you, I guess this is important.
Yeah. Oh, But the poking a hole is not going to undermine the support. So it's a constructive poke. So let's look. Does everybody agree, though, that at a minimum from the Rambam, we get that the Maisa Yichud is considered a bittul of the get, or indicative that the husband was mevatel the get? That's what we get from Ches Beis and Hilchos Gerushin. Yes? Okay. Look at the Shulchan Aruch's codification of this Rambam. Simchuk Mem Ches Sif Beis. Kol Magari Shel Tanai. Now, bear in mind the Rambam's language and Josh's diak. So let's look at this. Hey, you want to read it for us? Kol Magari Shel Tanai Sif Beis. Kol Magari Shel Tanai. Okay, same language as the Rambam so far. Skip now. Dabar Yadua.
The Dabar Yadua.
So notice the small change in the language of the Rambam. The Yud too. So you have a bitel. It's clearly that yeah. Shema bala bitel gap. Maybe the husband is about to gap. But more than that, afilu niskay matanai akarkach. It rules out Josh's reading of Lana Yimav Puntiki. Because what's he saying? He's saying, once you have a Gerushin al Tanai, so long as the Tanai is not fulfilled, you can't have Yichud. And by the way, if you did have Yichud, even if the Tanai is fulfilled subsequent to that Maisa Yichud, the get is Suffolk Batel. Everybody see that? Meaning he's not suggesting at all. And like contrasts with the language of the Rambam. The Rambam's language is afilu lachar sheniskaye matanai. Mashma, even if the yichud took place after the tanai was mekuyim. In the Shulchan Aruch's codification of it, it's afilu haniskaye matanai achar kach. But the maisa yichud is always kodem to the kiyam matanai. See that, Josh?
Yeah, so what's the difference for the Shulchan Aruch between the first case that he brings and the second case? If the Yichud is always before.
It's not, it's just whatever you do. He's just saying it's known that if you have Yichud, if Nation Adam Kachad, Barel Huviosa, if you in the sky, Matanai Akarkach, are you stopping Migrasha, Shemabala, Bidal Agad? But it's never a case where there's a full Chalos Gerushin. And then the subsequent Maisa Yichud being about to get. He's never discussing that case. Right, so you might say here that Shema Bala Bitul Aget, that the Bitul Aget is constitutive of the... Within the Shulchan Aruch, I said that the Bitul Aget is constitutive of the Pius. Sorry, the Yichud Ubiya is constitutive of the Pius and Bitul Aget. Right, so I'm saying your Diak is well, it's a good Diak in the Rambam. When you look at the Shulchan Aruch, you can see that the Shulchan Aruch is thinking that a dafka would not apply to Maisa Bia subsequent to the Chalos Gerushin. Correct? Which would support the suggestion that a Maisa Yichud, Maisa Bia itself is itself what's Mevatel.
That still deflates the reading I had of, you could still say, like, I was saying before, like in terms of the chronology of like what's going on, I still said that Rambam sounds like he's saying the Yichud is after the Tanai was fulfilled.
Yeah, but not in the Shulchan Aruch.
Not in the Shulchan Aruch, which like it doesn't, it definitely rules out the other case, but it also is not what I was saying either. It's not what I was saying either, because I was saying that, oh, this is like a Gilui Milta that he must have
done it earlier.
But here he's saying, no, that's not going to happen after. The Get was never.
Right. There's no Chalos Gerushin.
I'm saying both cases are a case of Chalos. Based on what I was saying before, that it was the Get actually, or at least the Tanai was fulfilled, then there was the Yichud.
Right. I'm saying the Shulchan Aruch case is very clear. The Shulchan Aruch was Kolzman Shalonis Gaim
Atanai. Yeah. It's not what I was saying.
It right. Again, it doesn't undermine the conceptual point. Your conceptual point is right? You're just trying to prove in the Rambam that it's not the Maisa Bia that's constitutive of the Bittul HaGet.
Yeah.
It's indicative that there was a prior Bittul.
Yeah.
The Shulchan Aruch, it may be that the Shulchan Aruch is thinking that the Maisa Bia is itself what's mevatel to get. That's das avishas. Das contrary to gerushin.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's all I'm pointing out here. Yossi?
When he says the rabu bihi yosam, is that adding anything to the Rambam, or is that clarifying?
Yeah, there's a whole din in these cases of yichud b'fnei edim. Do you have to know that the edim, like the Rashba thinks that you have to see the edim in order for the yichud to be significant? That's why the Shulchan Aruch is adding that in. Yeah, exactly. We'll talk about that a little bit when we talk about lana yima b'kandiki. Good deal. Okay, let's look briefly at the Bach, Kuf Mem Ches, and Tosos on Chaf Vav Mem Beis. So let's see what's going on here. This is talking about, the Bach is commenting on the discussion of Get Yashan. So beginning of Kuf Mem Ches, the Bach's comment is that even though Shulchan Aruch says that Get Yashan is only Din Chatkila, there are cases where Get Yashan is Din B'Diavad. And he cites Tosos and Get Chaf Vav. So let's see, get Gemara Chaf Vav in the base. Yossi, if you want to read that for us. Ho'omer Kisvu Get La Rusasi.
Ho'omer Kisvu Get La Rusasi L'kishe Achnasna Achrashena. So he says that he's writing a get for the Rusa. L'kishe Achnasna
Achrashena. L'kishe Achnasena.
What does that mean?
When I will marry her, I'm going to divorce her. Yeah, so what's going on here? It's a case where a person says,
he says, I'm engaged with a woman and I'm going to marry her. I'm going to divorce her right after we get married.
Exactly.
So it's not a get.
So basically, it's programmed into the ksivas I get that there's going to be a yichud, right? L'chisha echnasena. After the yichud and the celebration, I'm going to divorce her. So what's the din there? It's not a get. And the Ula cites what seems to be their logic behind Gad Yashan. So Rashi explains, why is it Eino get? Go ahead, Yosef.
Eino get, Gad Yashan.
Yeah, it's a Gad Yashan. Why is it a Gad Yashan? Same concern. It's basically Yichud. La'achar k'siva saget. Shema tisaver. That's a classic Gad Yashan case. But what Tosos says here, and let's see Tosos' formulation. So, Charlie, you want to read Tosos for us?
Yeah.
Pierce Bukuntras.
There's Bukuntras. You should how they get Yashan, because of the Gad Yashan, the Kasha, the Eno, the Mash, the Eno, the Club. We get Yashan, we need Garsha, not the Eno.
Yes, what's the objection?
The objection is that there's not a get at all. And if it was a get, but if it was a get Yashan, then it would have been married with Chila. She would be allowed, therefore, to get divorced afterwards using that get Yashan.
Meaning that a get Yashan is only a psula chatchila, not b'di'evet.
Yeah.
Right, and here it sounds like this get Yashan is possible b'di'evet. So how could Rashi say it's a Get Yashan? So Tosus has an answer. Bina Tam has an answer. What does he say?
Get Yashan leva ele yitzit ba'alma. V'hafa d'chnasa d'era t'ay d'vatay yitzit b'yah.
Yeah, what's the difference?
That by Get Yashan it's only yichud. It's considered yichud, and here it's b'yah.
Yeah. And when there's b'yah, that's a reason to passel the get altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's also by right?
Yeah, we'll talk about that there. Here, but the interesting thing is,
so we're told according to Tosos that there's two dinim in a Get Yashan. There's a din l'chatchila. And what's the din there? The lo yigarish, well. But then there's a din eino get. Where does that apply? So one's a case of Bia, and this is a case of Yichud. There's really two dinim in Gad Yashan, according to Tosos. Now, what I want to know is, are these just two different degrees of Gzeir Shem Yom Gita Kodan Levna?
Then in one case, there's such a strong chash that Gita Kodan Levna, we're going to passel the get, if we know there is a Maisa Bia, there's a real chance that the wife became pregnant. So then we passel the get. If all we know about is a Maisa Yichud, then we'll just say Lo Yigarish Molechatchila Chashash Rachel. We don't really know if they're intimate. So in one case, we're going to go for Ein Get. In one case, we're going to go for Chatchila. Is that what's going on here? Rami?
No, I have a question.
Or is what's going on here is that we're saying that a Maisa Yichud, going back to the Rambam's formulation and the Rav's analysis, is that a Maisa Yichud, that type of Maisa Ishus, can be counterposed by, can be offset by a Maisa Nesina Bifnei Edei Mesira to rehabilitate the get. But a Maisa Ishus that is so strong, it's a Maisa Bia, there we'll say that the husband must have been mevatel the get altogether. And that's no longer rehabilitatable. What? Yeah, it can't be revived. Right? Once there's a Maisa Bia, it's such a strong bitul get that get is totally off the table now.
But if in theory, when you put the vow were to bring back the get,
this get is gone. It totally can, gone. Yeah, Maisa Bia kills the get. Whereas a mir Maisa Yichud, that mezen vata lishma in the interim. And so that could be, like that seems to be what you get from Tosos. Hacha de kansa garatfe de vada yikabia. When there's vada yikabia, right, that's, now by the way, you could have said something a little different here. You could have said something a little different. You could have said that a Maisa Nesuin is stronger than a Stam Maisa Bia. Maybe. Because in this case, Lechisha Echnesena Agarshena. It's almost like No Seisha Vedaita Lagarsha. You can't have the actual Ksiva get prior to the Nesuin. Maybe. Let's take some hands, Zev.
Another distinction you can make, I think, they're both happening at the same time. Let's say you just have to hear it.
I don't think it's simultaneously. It's just that after I do the write me a get so that I can divorce her after the. Like, I don't think it's a tonight. L'chishechna sena agar shena.
You're just saying.
Right, it's not that the guy, it's not that the get is chal b'shah san nisuin. Right. It's not like kiddush nisueha v'gita ban kachas.
Right.
Yeah. Rumi and Charlie.
Yeah, why are you reading this as 2 degrees of Gayashin? So it's supposed to be explicit that it's not the case of Gayashin.
Is he explicit? All right, done. We got Yashin like Ali Yitabam. He's explaining Rashi Shita that this is a case of Gayashin. Pirish Bakuntras, Mishum to have a Gayashin. And he says, 1 second, how could this be a Gayashin? A Gayashin.
The Kashin, they don't get
it's interesting. I mean, you want to say that this is not a Ged Yashan. So I don't have any deep stock invested in calling it a Ged Yashan. I think Ged Yashan is itself a subspecies of a subset of cases of a Maisa Ishus being inconsistent with Maisa Gershon. So if you want to call this, right, you want to call this a get yashan, and this called get mace. Like I don't. The nomenclature doesn't.
What is one?
Well, okay. Well, can I say why it's relevant? Yeah. I think it's important. Yeah. I think it's really important because it seems like you're trying to bring this as a proof that the case of get yashan.
I'm trying to bring a proof that Yichud subsequent to Maisa Gershon is more than just Gzir Shem Yom Gidi Kol
Mabana.
Okay. Whether you want to call that Get Yashan or whether you want to call it something different.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, this does not provide any evidence that a Yichud after Ksivas Maget is a concern of anything other than Shem Yom.
This doesn't show that?
Mm-hmm.
Because it could just, like the first thing I said, it could just be that the apostle did in a case of, it could be Gzeir Shem Yavu Yom Gita Karam Avna. Because when there's a Maisabiyah, the Gzeir is that potato
no,
get.
No, because this is not a get. You're saying you're okay not calling to get Yashin. That's fine. But then you can't say that the case of get Yashin is an instantiation of the point you're trying to make where what's it called? Where. Again,
let's instead of quibbling about this, look at the Bach. How does the Bach read Tosfos? Kuf Mem Ches Aleph. Can read it for us, Rami. Is the Bach reading Tosfos my way or your way? Doesn't it sound like he's talking about, look, Tosa says that a get yashan, the din lechatchila is only in the case of Icha, but in the case of Bia, they don't get klal. Doesn't it sound like he's reading Tosa's two dinim and get yashan? No?
I don't think so. It sounds like
get it all. Well, no. With regard to get yashan, we only say lo sinase lechatchila in the case of Icha. But when there's vaday Bia, the get yashan is in a get klal. You don't read it that way, Charlie?
Read it
as. Read it. Get Yashan with regard.
By get Yashan, we define that as a get where you're looking as a.
Okay, good luck reading the next clause.
Ella.
Like, you could be Amma. One second. Meaning, a get Yashan. Right, meaning, okay. He's saying, well, with regard to a get yashan, the din is lo sinase lechatchila biyichud, but with bia, the din is enuget.
Yes, I think the Bible is not telling folks it's a good thing. That's a good proof based on a good reading, I think, but, yeah.
Think the Bible is wrong? That's the way you want to go?
That's problematic. If I was the Bible editor, I would have been.
That's okay. I mean, it's an interesting question how to read. We could talk more about this Tosos actually in a way that might support my reading better. A little complicated depending on the second half of Tosos, whether. I think the second half of Tosis would suggest that this is still a get Yashan, but we'll talk about that later. Don't mean the second half of Tosis now. Well, but you agree, at least in the Bach. The Bach saying there, whether you want to say it's a Binatam or the Bach setting a Binatam,
yeah.
Right? There's an important sheet out there that Maisa Bio Bimavatal to get all together. That we're in agreement about. Okay. Honey, you have a hand?
It was from earlier. The question's still somewhat relevant. Tosfot kind of answered it. Just about how mechanically a get nifsal works. As in similar to a wedding that's like nasar, like a going to a grusha, but we still say the wedding happens and just there, and then there's a whole debate of like when you see your mark.
Get nifsal, it's an interesting question. We could talk about that separately, but I mean, it's possible to draw on.
But then on the derisa level, they would be the most.
Correct.
And then how does that?
To your question, Well, it's not convenience for a lot of things, but so,
depends.
It's a whole sugya. We'll get into it, but it's a very tricky status. Okay.
That helps.
What? Yeah. Great. So let me just flesh out a little more. So now we have this severity of the Mayas and Ishas, right? The at least according to the Bach. That the severity of the Maisa Ishas will determine whether it's Eino Get or whether it's simply Lo Yigarshana Lechatchila. Okay? I mean, what is the Yichud? What does the Maisa Ishas do? If it's a Maisa Bia, it's Mevatel to get all together. If it's a mere Maisa Yichud, then maybe it just disqualifies a Lechatchila. Okay. The interesting nafkamina, a third piece here, so let's just separate this as issue number one, issue number two, or you can even say stage one, stage two, stage three, right? This is what the original Maisa Gerishin, this is about what's the subsequent Maisa Isha, And this is a, what's the subsequent Maisa Gershon, right? So we saw the Rav saying his reading of the Magen Mishnah that if you need the get is only rehabilitated if it's nasna b'fnei edim mesira, correct? That was the Rav's suggestion. Sounds like the Rav wants to say a monster chiddush even there, that even if you hold edi chasima karti in general, you would agree that this get doesn't become kosher unless you were nosna b'fnei edim mesira, because you need some significant maisa from the baal to rehabilitate it. You don't have to go that far. Like if you look here at the tour, he really gets this from the Rush, who's citing the Rama on page 12. So lo yiftar adam asisha b'get yashan. So let's see the what's going on here. Kiva, do you want to read this tour for a second? Kuf mem kas. Okay, so notice that v'hu shenasam again miyad al yada. What's that? Yeah, the husband has to do the maisa nesina at stage 3 in order for the get yashan to only be pasul chatchila. Everybody see that? V'hu shenasam meaning the get will only allow her to remarry with the get if b'diyeved he was nisgarisher. So long as he himself did the maisa nesina, the husband. What's that about? So if you look at the Bach, he says, he cites the Rosh b'shem harama. Go ahead, Akiva. What's so special about nasna l'abal? So what's going on? What's the significance of?
We're afraid that possibly, if he's giving a get, everything seems to be clear that it's his intention and it's his will and that he's in control of the timing. Whereas if it's Ayda Shaliyah, then all he'll do is yichud afterwards. And he's unaware of like the time and the situation. So it could have been that this one was also a get yada.
Say it again.
If he's giving the.
He's distinguishing, this is what you get in the tour and this is what you get in the brush, between Nesina al-Yidei Atzma and Nesina al-Yidei Shliach. If it was Nesina al-Yidei Atzma, what does the Bach think, citing the Ramah? Then we could assume, what's that?
He wanted it to happen.
What? There was no Bia.
That there was no Maisa Bia. Why? Because the husband himself wouldn't want to compromise the potential future child. So if you have a Nesina al-Yidei Atzmo, then we could assume that it was just Yehuda. Vada lo bala. People are going to, you might have a child from this Bia, and people are going to talk and say that, what do you mean, it's after the get? And Shema Yomru Gita put on the Bina.
He would never
have a child in that situation. Exactly. So the fact that he went ahead and voluntarily gave her the get subsequent to that Maisa Yichud gives us reason to believe that the Maisa Yichud was just a Maisa Yichud, not a heavy weighted vector of a Maisa Bia. You see that?
Deflates stage 3 a little bit.
Well,
deflates like stage 3.
Compared to the rough.
Yeah.
Good. Contrast this. So there's this distinction, but there are two ways of interpreting this. One way is the Bach's way, that it's all about stage 3 shedding light on stage 2. So a subsequent Maisa Nesina Saget from the Baal could now serve as evidence that there was no Bia in the interim, and that will rehabilitate the get. In other words, presumptively, if there was Yichud, we say there was Bia. That would be Mabatel to get. Oh, but if the husband goes ahead and gives it to her afterwards, And we say, oh, presumably there was no ma'aseh bi'ah, it was just a ma'aseh yichud, and that's not a reason to disqualify the get. Everybody see that? Very nice. But if it was given ayde shliach, maybe the husband didn't even know if the shliach's giving it. In which case, we have no reason to believe that there wasn't a ma'aseh bi'ah. In which case, we have reason to believe that the get is in a get b'chol. So that's the Bach's reading. Now contrast that. So the Bach, the Rosh agrees, the Ramah, they agree there's significance to stage three. But it's really about the Gilui Das, what stage three reflects about stage two. The Rav that we read in the last year seems to think that the significance of stage three is different. The Rav seems to think that stage two took the wind out of the get, took the Lishma out of the get. But a Maisa Nesina Bifnei Ede Mesira, that could put the Lishma back into the get. It's a new window to change some of the haluyos of the kashrus get. And stage three could add a little oomph. Okay? So just a very fascinating machlokas between the Bach and the grid. Everybody agrees. My father would call them their parallel opposites. But everybody agrees that what we're trying to do here is we're trying to calculate the dynamic between the pro-Gerushin stage one, anti-Gerushin stage two, pro-Gerushin stage three. You're weighing the vectors, right? So this is plus, this is minus, this is plus. But the Bach and the Rav are disagreeing about how stage two and stage three interact. The Bach is saying that stage three reflects on just how negative stage two was. The Rav is saying that stage three independently is about how positive, right? Whether it's ayde shliach or whether it's ayde asma will just depend on whether this is plus 10 or plus 5. Whereas the Bach is saying stage three is about whether this is minus 10 or minus 5. Stage two is minus 10 or minus 5. Josh and Rumi.
So you can even make the Rav more radical by saying that that even if
we be careful, he's looking at us from across the
even if we know they had Bia, you can still override it.
The picture of the Rav right there.
Yeah.
You can't see.
This Kiddush of the split between Yichud and Bia was from the Bach. So the Rav doesn't necessarily have to accept that. He can say even if we correct know they had Bia, this new Maisa Gerushin can override that.
Very interesting. Right. Meaning what would the Rav embrace the Bach's distinction.
Yeah.
Right.
What if you're going to say to Gilui like what the Bach is saying?
They might distinguish even within the Rav between just being Mavatel Lishma of the Get and being Mavatel the Get altogether.
Yeah, is completely Mavatel of not even Get Yashan, but.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we're going to look when we look at the Sibui Haval and Das Haval Agarish about these different types of Bitulim that the husband could do. So when we do that, keep this in the back of your mind, right? These distinctions between bitel hapsham and bitel haget, or this kind of taking away the lishma of the get. Yeah, great point. Rami?
It's a weird empirically weird assumption with the Rosh thing.
It is, but it's really the Rama, so.
Really the?
Rama.
Oh, yeah.
The Rosh is citing the Rama.
Okay.
It is very strange.
Seems not so accurate.
Empirically.
First of all, like assuming the guy wouldn't do that. That's fine, although I'm not sure that's true. I mean, you might say he messed up and
yeah, he kind of move us, shall you call this gun? People have messed up in greater things.
But also he doesn't make the same assumption the other way. You know, meaning in the case of London Clinic, he doesn't say the same thing, why wouldn't he do the same thing there? That what would mean? How could that case happen? The fact that the case of London Clinic could happen, no?
I'm listening.
Shouldn't that mean? Oh, you would know. Okay, perfect.
Give it back to us. Okay. Let's look now. So let's turn to page 15. Sorry, page 13. Let's look at the discussion in the Rashba about comparing Get Yashan to Lana Ima Bapundiki. Most of you get lunch already?
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, thought he got lunch. Are you guys running to class at 1:05?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't need anybody else running to class at 1:05? So who's messed over for lunch? Who else is messed over for lunch other than Abe?
I wasn't totally honest if you're it is the dining hall is open till 2. So you can get out.
Yeah, okay, so let's should we stop here?
Let's do it quickly.
Yeah, well, let's
the more time we're taking now, just
plow through. Let's do 5 more minutes. Is that fine?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So let's do the Rashba. Get the 9 tests on the days. The Rashba here is worried about a few things. And he draws a few important distinctions between the case of Lana Imaba Puntiki and the case of Get Yashan. So his first question is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that you need witnesses in order for Lana Imaba Puntiki to get off the ground, you require actual evidence of the Bia. Ra'ua Shenival, that's one V, one Pe'ala. Otherwise, like, there's no concern of Lani Pundiki. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, he wants to know, why wouldn't you, by analogy, require Edus on Bia for the concern of Get Yashan? Why is Yichud sufficient to generate the Get Yashan concern? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you require Edus on Bia for Lani Pundiki. So what does he answer? Rumi, I think... You spoke Yishlomar.
Yeah. Yishlomar has the music to the Gretchen Mura. The Stam is kind of out of the Stam al Lobal. So when they're really short, so we're not kosher as much. Assume they don't want to be again. Bahasa, the practical gear, so you can be a question of Violet, but if you're not, of course, so we're more kosher that they're maybe got back together. But Shama Yishlomar. The Olam came at Shakata Vagita, Mizrahemes, the Fana, the Sukh, the Shamba, the Shataka Olam.
So, what's his distinction?
Basically, the closeness of the relationship, meaning by the divorce and not
divorce. Yeah, the significance of a Maisa Yichud depends on their marital status. When they're married, a Maisa Yichud indicates a Maisa Bia. Right? Isn't that the suggestion? So even Rabbi Yochanan, who requires a Maisa Bia to qualify as a Maisa Ishus in Lana Ima Bapuntiki, would concede that a Maisa Yichud in the context of marriage is a strong enough Maisa Ishus. That's how I'm going to put it. Everybody see that? Meaning, you can't just look objectively at a Maisa Yichud and say, well, what vector weight does it have? The context of the Maisa Yichud matters. So a Maisa Yichud in the context of a marriage is considered a stronger Maisa Ishus than a Maisa Yichud after Gerushin. That's the argument of the Rashi.
I think this is Lishi Pasu because Rashi says in the Erisin.
Oh, let's get to that. Good, very good. That's Lishi Pasu. So let's read that part in Mistabra. The Rashba has a second chiddush that he wants to say in comparing the cases. That there's, in the sugya of Lana Imam Bapundiki, we say that Nisgarsha Mina Erisin, maybe we don't say that she requires a get sheni, because in Libo Gaspa. Why don't we say the same thing for get Yashan Mina Erisin? Why don't we just apply that distinction to Ayin Tess? That we have from Payala. And what's his answer? Anybody prepare this part of the Rashba? Ned, did you prepare it? No? Kiva, did you prepare it? Connie, did you prepare it? Okay, Romy. Oh, so he wants to say that in our case, everybody will agree that it's a get yashan, even though it was just the yichud subsequent to Erisin.
That's when they're really divorced. Kavan, the Ika Karti, Shane Bogatha, Vin Karsha, meaning they're divorced, and there's no Libogatha.
Therefore, not kosher.
Right. So again, same point. This is what Josh was saying. It's l'shitaso in that, assuming you're just an Averson, so assuming that all they had was Averson, so the Rashba says, for Lani Yumba Pundaki, if there's a Gerushin subsequent to the Averson, then the Maisa Yichud is not so significant. But if there's an Averson with no Gerushin, then a Maisa Yichud is very significant. That's, so again, but with respect to the Nafkamina of Nisgarsh, whether all they have is Erison versus Erison ben Nisuin, he thinks that a Maisa Yichud is different when you're still in Erison than in a case when you're Nisgarsha mina Erison. That's the argument. Meaning the Maisa Yichud in the context of a Kenyan Kedushin is seen as a much more pertinent, stronger, weightier Maisa Ishus than a Maisa Yichud when it's Nizgarsha already. That's how he wants to explain why everybody agrees you could have a get Yashan just from Mir Yichalachar Erison on Ayin Tes, but they wouldn't say that there's a Lanimo Pundiki Tzricha Get Shenin on Payala, even when it's just Nizgarsha in a, even when it's Nizgarsha in Erison. Don't we have a further thought on that or no? Okay. We could stop here for now. That's mostly what I wanted to cover for Get Yashan.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We could dive in if you want. Maybe two more things to say about Get Yashan. Lani and Pundiki, we're going to spend maybe a shiur and a half on max. Because what I really just want to get out of Lani and Pundiki is the view that it's not a new Maisa Kedushin.
Oh, we've got to say the finish of
Shiva Lakhan. Oh, the Bam Kiddush. It's a bomb chiddush that I realized last night.
Maybe we should save it for next year.
Let's save it for next year.
You can't end on a bomb chiddush.
Basically, just think about the following issue. Think about whether in Daf Tzadi, when we say Libo Ligarsha, Lotia Yoshev is Tachav Misham Shatso.
Yeah.
According to the Torah, they're not allowed to live together.
Oh, so we mean.
So is that mean that there's a Maisa Shiluah put in the Sinas Aget? And is that the answer to the Rambam Perush Mishnayot that Machzira?
Well, I think
lots to say.
It's not a massive finish. I don't know what to say, though.